We welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly. The Eagles on Sunday up at MetLife Stadium against the New York Jets, 2-0 this year after their impressive win on Monday night in Indianapolis. And coach, you know Todd Bowles and what he's done defensively. What kind of defensive scheme does he run? What does he do characteristically there?
Well, you know, they're obviously creating turnovers. They've got 10 in two games now in the first two games of the season. They've got talent there. They did a real good job in the offseason. They picked up Darrell Revis is back. Cromartie is there. You know, the two real solid corners, probably the two best corner combination in the league. They had a high draft pick in Leonard Williams to go along with Muhammad Wilkerson. Dave Harris at linebacker is one of the tops in the league. And they have two really good outside linebackers in Calvin Pace and Quentin Couple. So they've got a real good, talented group on that side of the ball. They're very active. They bring a lot of pressure. They blitz about 50% of the time. And they come from all different angles and secondary blitzes, linebacker blitzes. So, you know, you really got to be prepared when you play these guys.
Is the 50% a high number of blitzes relative to the rest of the league percentage?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one out of every two snaps someone's blitzing. So, you know, most people are down in the 20s or below. But, you know, so they're one of the higher teams in the league. And and what happens in the blitz is, can you hold up in coverage? But I think when they have guys like Revis and Cromartie, they feel like they can, and they have so far in the first two games.
They had the makings of a good defensive line. They added to it, as you said, in the draft. What do you see from that front?
Physical, big. You know, both Wilkerson and Williams are 300-pounders. They have a nose guard that's 347 pounds, you know, when they play in their base defense. So they're big and physical inside. They're big at outside linebacker and Couples and Pace also. So it's a big physical defensive front that's got some skill behind it.
And not a lot of teams have had success here through two games. Have you seen any sort of...
No, against Cleveland and against Indianapolis on the Monday night game, they did a really good job of pressuring the quarterbacks and creating turnovers, and that's what you know, Todd's defenses are known for.
Revis and Cromartie and Skrine, do you expect? I mean, have they shown in two games up-in-your-face kind of defensive front?
Yeah, they play every look, so it's not like they're dialed into one thing, but they can play press and they can play off. They're skilled in both versions of coverage.
What is Revis? What makes him such a great player?
He's obviously a tremendous athlete, but I think he's just such an intelligent player. You know, he really understands route combinations. He understands route stems, so he knows when the receiver's going to break. He knows which way he's going to break. I think he's just one of the better cornerbacks ever playing this game.
On the offensive side, Ryan Fitzpatrick has done a nice job moving the football, being mm-hmm. the veteran, kind of managing things. What have you seen from him?
Well, he's got experience. Chan Gailey is their offensive coordinator, and Ryan played for him when Chan was the head coach of the Bills. So got a ton of experience in Chan's offense. They do a lot of empty. They're in a lot of no-back looks. You know, get the defense to kind of declare what they're going to do, and then you just got a real smart, heady competitor in Fitzy that can determine what coverages you're in, where the blitzes are coming from, set the protections the right way. And he's also tough. He'll stand in there and he'll take a shot and can get the ball off. So I think usually when you have a new staff, you know, you're saying, well, it's going to take a little while for them to get going. But I think because Fitzy has so much experience with Chan in Buffalo, you know, it's like he's been in the system for a while now. So I think that's what's really helped him on the offensive side of the ball. And he's got a couple really good receivers in Decker and Marshall that he can throw the ball through.
And Fitzpatrick, if I remember correctly, in Houston, a better athlete than I thought he was. He kind of moves around back there.
Yeah, I mean, he can move around. He's not a slow-footed guy by any means. So, you know, he can pick up some first downs by if you're in coverage and doing a really good job of plastering your man in coverage. You know, he can beat you with his feet. So you got to be aware of him both throwing the ball and running the ball.
What are the strengths of Brandon Marshall?
Just one of the bigger, more physical receivers in this league. That's the first thing that sticks out when you play him. We played him against Chicago a couple of years ago here. He looks like a power forward on the basketball team. But he can catch it. He's got great range. He's got really good speed for a big guy. And he creates some matchup problems just because he's so tall and long.
Chip, on Sunday, Jordan Hicks had a chance to play extended rep for the first time defensively in the regular season. What did you see from him? What kind of growth have you seen?
He did a really nice job. You know, there's a maturity to Jordan. He doesn't act like a rookie, so to speak. He was not wide-eyed. You know, whether it's a good play or a bad play, he doesn't let that last play affect him on the next play. He's always ready to dial in and play the next snap. And I think we were really happy with how we played on Sunday against the Cowboys. And you know, we were excited when we got a chance to draft him. He's a three-down linebacker. He can play in the pass game. He's also a good, solid, tough guy on first and second down. So he played really well for us in the extended playing time that he got against the Cowboys.
Other rookies, Nelson and Eric, can you talk about the progress that they've made?
Yeah, they're all doing a nice job. They've all been kind of contributing in different manners. Nelly had a couple catches on some underneath stuff. Morgan getting a lot over the top, but he did a nice job of catching some of the crossing routes going. And then Eric's doing a really good job, really contributing a ton on special teams right now as we build them and develop them into the secondary.
And Chip, for the defense, Benny Logan seems to be standing out every game. Great effort, great productivity. He's come such a long way, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's come a long way. I think he's been a really good player for us since he's been here. He's what we're looking for in a nose guard. He's very active. He's very strong. He can hold up at the point of attack, but he's also athletic enough to play as an inside pass rusher in our nickel combinations and really what you're looking for, an ideal interior defensive lineman in this league.
Chip Kelly, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.